podcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
And welcome to the show, everybody. This is episode 83. Shandy, you're going to like my numbers thing. It's season 2, episode 38. So it's episode 38 and number 83.
Ooh.
I know. It's all the threes and eights this week.
Nice. I'm really proud of myself because when I put together the feedback sheet today,
I kept it to 10 pages.
Yeah. All properly formatted and spaced.
Yes. Mostly, I'm really proud because, you know, I put broadcast 2.38, episode 83. And then I was like, oh, this gets confusing because sometimes it's like, wait, are we, which episode? You know, there's so many Google Docs. I was like, oh, I could document the date that we're recording this.
I noticed that you put that up there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I did.
I was so fixated on like the date. Why don't I date this? Oh my God.
Actually, this is actually kind of awesome because, you know, we've been carrying over things every week for a little while. Mm-hmm. But I look old tonight. Sorry. I'm looking at myself in the mirror and I'm like, I look different.
In the mirror? You mean in the screen?
Yeah. Well, it's a mirror.
It's a window into your soul.
It's a window into my soul. That said, what's up, guys?
Good.
So, okay, last week we had a little issue with my audio of all things. So what I did was I had three different downloads of the audio. I had the original recording that I usually use. Then I had a levelated version of that. And then I had the YouTube version of our audio. And because everybody was different, they were on the phone. I was playing with the settings, so I sounded different. You guys sounded loud. I sounded too quiet. Like, it was all my fault because before I started screwing with it for the first 50 minutes, it was fine. And then at some point I decided to mess with it. And it, so for that last, 45 minutes of the show, I literally went through and listened to each audio and then selected like which sentence sounded the best out of them. Because apparently I'm crazy. So I did that, and luckily it didn't actually need like content editing or anything. So it went a lot quicker when I was just listening to see which was better. But I guess at one point I didn't delete one of the audio tracks, and at like an hour and 17 minutes in, like our wrap up like started because it was in one of the tracks, and I could have sworn that I had deleted I swear to God, and I even re-listened to it too, that I deleted all the other tracks so that wouldn't happen. But I guess I missed one because, you know, there was like 100 going on. So I'm really sorry to everybody who might have been confused for that like 10 seconds that it played. And I'm only bringing this up because I got messages from multiple people even after I posted the corrected audio of people that were like, hey, just so you know, it's messed up at this point. And I was like, oh my God, I know. I'm so sorry. So anyway, that's my...
It was our first time having that many people on the pod. Yes. So it was totally my fault.
There's no like, you know, explanations or excuses. I tried to mess with it and it backfired, and then I tried to do too many things at once.
But this is how we learn. Now you know for next time. Next time we have six people on, you'll know how to record
it. Exactly.
So now you're good.
Just now leave it. Or just use the YouTube video, because the YouTube audio was the one that sounded the best.
Which is really ironic.
It was, because that's my internal mic. But I guess when I'm not typing on it, it doesn't matter.
Fair.
Cool.
But anyway, thanks, guys. If you didn't turn it off with, you know, 20 minutes to go because you heard that, I appreciate that. And thank you to Maggie for being the first person to point that out to me, because I was in the middle of Michael's, and she's like, so there's two conversations going on. Like, she texted me, and I was like, fuck, like really, I had like a heart attack. And you know, I'm in the middle of Michael's and I'm trying to log into the Jay and Jack site, I'm trying to log into Blog Talk, I'm trying to like take this audio down like in the middle of Michael's from, and then finally I was like, I live 8 minutes from Michael's, why don't I just finish my shopping and go home and take this down, because at this point an extra 20 minutes isn't gonna matter. So
let's think with your good brain.
Yeah, that's what therapy has helped, is to get my good brain to take good over. Brain.
A good kind brain.
Yeah. But yeah. I did, you know, feel like obviously self-conscious enough about that mistake to bring it up here and give a apologies to everyone. The audio that's out there now, if you've downloaded it after Saturday morning, is the correct audio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, good.
I'm just like, dude, like, thanks for listening. Anyone who listens.
I know, me too.
That's awesome.
And thank you for, because John Norton also sent me a text too. And I was like, and he was listening to it today, but I was like, oh my God. I was like, so I fixed this on Saturday, but thank you for being an early downloader. I really appreciate that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Thanks for being current.
Yeah. Yes. I super appreciate that. So yes, thank you everybody. My Michaels, being in Michaels, pretty much sums up my last week. Michaels had, last week they had between 50 and 60% off frames on sale.
Ooh.
And then they had a coupon for an additional 20% off sale items. So everything was like 70 or 75% off.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Coupons for sale items. It's always for full price items. That's great.
I know.
Yeah.
Not only was I at Michaels almost every day for like 5 days straight, I also then, when the sale was ending on Saturday night, I ordered a bunch of shit online and prepaid for it to pick it up the next day so I could still get.
Ooh.
And I have, well, now I have so many picture frames in my house that A, I don't have the wall or the counter space to put it on. So,
giving them away as party favors.
Well, that's what I said to Jay yesterday. I was like, so I realized that I may have gone a little out of hand with this. Because I spent like $75 on frames over the course of the week, but I have like maybe 18 new frames.
Well, you just had a new baby. You know what? Like,
true.
Grandparents, true. Well, that's, you know, aunts, aunties, they're all getting nice framed pictures of the baby.
Okay, so that's exactly it. I decided that, because I bought like a, I made a wall and I sent you guys the picture of all the podcast related stuff.
Oh, that picture.
Yes. So I have the Last Supper picture from the Lost Last Supper, like season 6 promotional thing with John Locke, like, you know, in the middle of it. And then we took a podcaster supper picture that same 2010 year. So all of the people that were at the meetup that year, we all posed for the picture when we went out to dinner after the meetup. Or during the meetup, I guess. So I blew those all. Like, I have 11 by 14 of that. Ralph from Darmalars, if anybody, you know, remembers Ralph Casino Skunk on the social medias. He had drawn a picture of Jay and Jack from 2006, which we still had. So we framed that. Then we had the Lost finale party thing that Frack drew. So I framed that. And then I took the picture Danny had drawn of the three of us. And I was like, Jay, what color should I get? And he was like, get something that represents you guys. And since I just spent 2 days editing Shine Bright Like a Diamond, I got the fucking goldest of blingy gold 8x8 frame that I could find. And I was like, this is us. This is, this is how we're going to be represented. So we are like a gold shiny record in the middle of the fucking wall. And that is us. And we are shining brightly as the focal point, and yay. Okay, I'm done.
Nice. But no, that's a good reminder. I need to print that picture for myself.
Yes. So Danny sent it to the email.
Yes.
Yes.
I think I saved it onto my desktop so that like I had it.
Oh my God, I need to do that too.
And just haven't.
Yes.
So thank you for the reminder and the extra motivation.
Yes. And if you would like, Michael's still has 70% off frames ending tomorrow.
Order online apparently and prepay and go and pay.
Right.
Yeah,
Michael's is not 8 minutes from my house. I wish it was. It's like it's an ordeal.
Okay. Noel, do you want me to get honestly, do you want me to get you one? Because I might go back tomorrow and get okay. Maybe. I have too many frames upstairs. So like maybe. I have like a big box. Like if you ever shop at Costco and you know, like they put your shit in a box so they don't do the bags, I took a Costco box and I filled it up with all the frames that I have. And I just, I have too many. I don't know what I'm going to do with them. So I started thinking like, okay, can I print out a picture of Evangeline and give it to my sister for Mother's Day? Or what can I do, nice. You know, as a birthday present for my mother-in-law's birthday is coming up on May 1st. Like, you know, can I print out something of Alex and Zach and give that to her? So I'm trying to think of creative ways, but like way too many picture frames.
You got closet space. Hold on to it. I feel like there's always a need for new frames.
That, yeah, it's very true. I also may have purchased a 10 photo collage that's like, you know, 3 feet long. It was normally $50. It was only $18. I was like, you never know when you're going to need the collage.
Sure.
I love Colleen's frame problem.
Yeah.
This is great.
I can always return it. That was my motto. It's like, if I don't use it, I can return it. And it's not stealing because I haven't used it. I just bought it to see if it will look good in my wall. And if it doesn't,
right.
I'm gonna return it.
Chill in the box.
Yeah.
It is. Chilling in the box.
Before we segue into that very topic, I just wanted to say, as a side note, Colleen, you were saying that when you were looking in the mirror, aka the video, that you thought you looked old. I think you look fabulous.
Really?
Thank you. Your hair is like really
right, awesome. It's the hair. Yeah. I said that when we logged on. We were waiting for you. I said, did you get a haircut? Your hair looks different.
No, it's just parted funky because it was frizzy because it was humid.
No,
today.
Not funky. Parted cool. And like, you should consider parting your hair this way moving forward.
Okay, well, maybe I'll take a screen. Somebody take a picture of me real quick and then send it to me. Okay, cool. Let me be big on the screen. Okay.
I don't know why my phone is being an asshole.
Okay, your phone is being an asshole.
Okay, it did it. But I got a few. Lean back a little bit because it makes your hair a little funky.
Hello.
There, that's better. That's better. Okay. Yeah, I did.
Cool. Okay, so that takes
care. It's great podcasting, guys. This is like award-winning podcasting.
I'm like super hyper. I don't know why. Like, I had Mexican food. I had the worst margarita of my life, which I didn't even finish. I'm just hyper. This is all natural high.
Oh, I wish.
All natural / margarita.
Yeah.
No, well, no. Because
tequila is the only alcohol that is an upper.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Yes, it is the only alcohol that is an upper.
How
most
is it
alcohols
an upper?
Are depressants.
Depressant,
yeah. Because it comes from the agave plant.
Oh, so my God. So tequila legit is different.
The health benefits of alcohol, everybody.
Yeah.
Health
there.
Benefits of tequila.
See, we got to it. Yes.
Health benefits of tequila. Woo!
Yeah. Of the tequila.
Of the tequila.
Callback.
Well, and someone was also telling me that like tequila is like champagne, where it's only tequila if it's made in the tequila region.
Ah. Really?
Everything else is mezcal. Which I was like, well, that's interesting because I thought mezcal was called as such because of the smoky quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Kentucky bourbon is interesting.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Wow. So I can't remember how I just came about this pearl of wisdom. Things just kind of lodged themselves in my brain and I can't remember how they came to be there, but I was having this conversation with somebody fairly recently.
Nice. No, it makes total sense.
Yeah. Can't back my sources because I can't remember who they were.
I thought you were going to say that tequila is like champagne in that, you know, like a champagne, like being tipsy off champagne is like different than being tipsy off of other wines.
Ooh, whereas like champagne hangover is the worst though.
Only if it's bad champagne. It's like, as long as it's fine.
I'm
drinking
a lot of
bad
champagne.
That's what they will tell you in champagne. Like, well, if it's good champagne, then you shouldn't have a hangover.
Right. Is it because there's less sugar?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, actually, legit, yeah.
Interesting. You know the trick, the supposed trick to doing tequila shots, right?
With
body shots? Woo!
With lime and salt?
No, I don't know where I learned this, but I learned this in college at some point. If you hold it in your mouth, like at the back of your mouth, well, I know. If you do that while you take the shot, like, just give it a few seconds. Supposedly some of the, like, enzymes or something from the back of your mouth absorb some of the properties of the alcohol, so you can do more shots that, like, take some of the potency out of it or something.
That sounds like one of those weird things they tell you in college about drinking that isn't actually true.
You know, some of those life hacks are real, and some of them are fabulous.
Some of them aren't, yeah. See, my concern would not be, like, I don't need to take more shots. I just need the one and only shot that I'm maybe going to have to not make me puke immediately. You know what I mean? Like,
to be a more enjoyable experience.
I'd be willing to do a tequila shot with you guys. Because Jana's going to make her margaritas.
I think we have to now.
Yeah, now we have to. So, Jana, if you're listening to this, when you make your margaritas at my house next weekend, save a shot for the broadcast.
Save three shots.
Save three shots, duh.
Three shots, not just one. We're not going to, like, sip gas.
We got to do it after 9, after Alex goes to sleep. Because I feel confident about having a beer or a glass of wine before I nurse him to sleep, but maybe not the tequila. So
that might burn poor little boy.
Yeah. So we're going to set this for, although, you know, that every 3-day pooping problem probably wouldn't be a problem the next day. Alex's digestive system is the complete opposite of Zach's. Like, we used to go through, like, a box of diapers every 3 days with Zach. I bought a box a week and a half ago, and I'm still on the same box. So that's great.
Nice.
But, yes, let's set a date, a time, 9:30, May 4th.
May the tea 4th. Time.
It's
tea time.
Be tequila time. Everybody's got to give their consent before they do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All are welcome to partake.
All are welcome.
So long as they give consent.
As long you have to give your consent beforehand. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to call this episode The Health Benefits of Tequila. So
I like it. I like it.
Amazing.
Good times.
Good times. Nice.
Does anybody else have anything that they've done?
Oh my gosh. I had a great weekend.
Oh yeah.
I had a really, really great weekend.
I saw your
weekend.
Pictures.
Yeah. So I went home to Connecticut this weekend. My great aunt and uncle had their 60th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
My uncle Dom is the only living, only surviving brother of, like, my grandfather's siblings. And they're just, like, the best. They're the best people. And it was just so cool to, like, spend the day with them. And I think 60 years of marriage is kind of, I feel like something that, well, I mean, Shandy, you'll probably get to 60 years. But I think of, like, myself, I'm going to have to be, like, 120 to be married for 60 years. So, like, it's just something that's not in the cards for me. So it just kind of boggles my mind that you can be with the same person for that long and still really enjoy their company.
Yeah.
I know.
More of your life than not.
It kind of makes you think, like, George and Barbara Bush were married for 73 years.
Yeah. I was totally thinking about that.
Just like that. Like, it's I feel like that is something that's getting, you're going to see less and less of as people wait longer to get married. And,
but maybe,
you know, I guess
maybe not when you think about the life expectancy.
That's true.
Also,
we're going to live longer, and, you know, maybe, you know, maybe years shouldn't be the benchmark. It should be the quality of those years and whatever, what have you. We can launch into, like, a longer discussion about it, but whatever. Anyway, it was a great day, capped off by the fact that my best friend in the whole world, my sister growing up, her daughter had her first birthday party the same day at the same time, which was kind of a bummer.
Oh my God, it's been a year already?
I know, right? But we were able to stop by after the fact, so it was great. So we, like, had them all to ourselves, and, like, she's just the coolest baby. My mom had bought her this, like, little tent castle thing. So we were, like, assembling it, and, you know, it was, like, these two grown-ass women. Like, I'm in the tent assembling it, and I'm like, Natalie, come inside. It'll be fun. Come in, baby. It's just, like, these two grown-ass women, like, in the little play tent with the baby, and it's, like, It was just a very full circle, like Disney movie moment in my life. And it was just, it was really, really a great, a great, great day.
I love That's like awesome. That. And it ended with pizza, according to your
experience. Ended with pizza. And then we went to New Haven and we went to Modern Pizza, which I had never been to before. But really, you know, you go to New Haven and you sort of can't get a bad slice. Even our like crappy drunk pizza is delicious. But this is like one of the spots to go in New Haven. So yeah, it was just like a really good day of family and delicious, delicious food.
Well, I also interacted with your family this weekend because your mother friended me on Facebook.
Oh, that mama G. She's crazy, man. You never know what she's going to do next.
That Mama G is very prolific on Facebook. You're going to enjoy this. Prolific on Facebook. More so than little G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The less and less I post share my life on social media, I feel like the more she does. She like makes up for what I'm not doing.
Yes, please. Let me just bring up that a lot of the times I know what Amanda has done because I've seen it on her mom's Facebook. Right. And I love it.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good. I believe her current profile picture is her holding a beer that I took.
Yes, it is. It's an awesome
woman
picture.
Does not drink. So it is a staged photo in every semblance of the word.
Well, it is very,
it's a great picture. Because I took it. So it's great.
Yeah, it is great. It was,
and I'm glad you guys are now friends.
I loved that she friended me. And then she like sent me a message too. Like, that's great. Yeah. That's cute.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
She sent me a message while I was hiking at this awesome place in Big Sur. It was on Earth Day, so that was wonderful. Nice. But it's this hike that I had done one time before, and it's the hike that I fantasize taking you guys on when you come and visit me someday.
Nice.
We are doing it soon.
Oh my God. So excited.
Yay. Good times.
Oh, that's awesome.
I celebrated Earth Day by planting a bunch of shit in my front yard.
That's great. That's how you should do that.
We went to Lowe's. So we got mulch put in the front. And like, you know, got that done. We went to Lowe's. I think I went 4 times in 3 days. It was like Lowe's and Michael's was my weekend.
stop showing off with your adulting.
I know. I did think that several times.
We get it. You're an adult with 2 kids. Whatever. We get it.
I'm hoping that the ones that I planted don't die before everybody gets here. Oh. I will point them out if you ask me because I was so proud of myself for doing it.
Nice. Good deal.
But yeah, we seriously went and legit, you know, spent way too much time at Lowe's this weekend too. And Zach bought a cactus. He was like, I want to pick a flower. And we were like, you can pick a flower. Sure, go ahead. Thinking, you know, he was going to pick like something pretty and like whatever. He comes, he's like, I'll be right back. I got to show you something. Cause that's, you know, his thing. And, you know, we watched him go down the aisle and, you know, he never left eyesight. So we gave him a little bit of freedom. And he came back and he's like, I got this prickly green one.
Oh, he's got a sense of humor, a good personality, even in his choice of plants.
Uh-huh. So there's a cactus, and he will show you because he FaceTimed my parents today and insisted on going outside and took the camera to show them his prickly green cactus. If you ask him which flower is his, he will show you, and he's very proud of it.
I mean, he got the one that's easy to care for.
Yeah, he got succulents all the way.
really, he's the smartest out of everyone.
I know. Uh-huh.
And, it, you know, it's like cacti do flowers. So.
I know.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. So, anyway, you guys will all see it when you come over. I'm trying to think of a good transition into our...
We have a really lot had one of early. Feedback.
We did have a lot of feedback. So, let's just...
Let's just dive right in.
Before we get to the serious topic, which we are going to start with, we do have a couple of updates on our ladies, women-produced media stuff. We have a Second Assault update.
We do. They had their world premiere at Sarasota last weekend, which sounds like Sarasota, not Saratoga. Sounds like it went really, really well. If you follow the film or either of the ladies on Facebook, they posted all sorts of lovely pictures and it looked great. But they have two more screenings coming up in the next week or so. The first is in Iowa at the Julien Dubois. Is that what we decided it was pronounced?
We did.
Great. Dubois International Film Festival in Iowa, as I said. That is on Thursday, April 26th, and again on Sunday, April 29th. So if you are in the Dubois, Iowa area, or really the Chicago area, it's 3 hours outside of Chicago, go check that out. And then they are also playing at the Maryland International Film Festival this coming Friday, April 27th. They will not be there in Maryland, but they will be in Iowa if you are in the Iowa area and want to go go to that one.
Awesome.
Very cool.
And then I have the update for Boink, because we were going to try to watch it for tonight, and it never appeared on their YouTube page. And I've been checking, and they posted an update today on Facebook saying, "We had a slight hiccup while uploading the episodes to YouTube. We're working on it and hope to release the episodes by tomorrow," that'd be April 25th, "at the latest. We're so sorry for the delay, but thankful for your continued support. In the meantime, take a look at these photos from the premiere on Saturday." I was looking at the pictures, and I have to say that Jensen, Natalie, and Olivia look absolutely stunning, and I'm obsessed with Jensen's dress. It is so beautiful. You guys all look so great.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and they just added a bunch of pictures from when you first shared the link. There was only just a few, and now I feel like there's a whole
really?
Bunch.
Okay, I didn't refresh.
Or maybe it just, refreshed or something for me. I don't know. But yes, no, it looked like it was a lovely event. Everyone
yes.
looked really pretty.
Yay! I'm really excited to watch. I have been refreshing since Sunday morning, so I'm really glad. Let's make this our goal for next week. That's what we're going to do. So, and anybody that's now caught up, has the chance to watch along with us, and we will be sure to get to that as long as it is available.
Totally.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. Now that the easy stuff is, let's take a deep breath and dive in. All right, so we're gonna do this in a couple parts. We're gonna start with the big thing, which is the conversation about what moral ambivalence and what constitutes stealing and what doesn't. Do we want to start with Facey Back? Do we want to start with the voicemail that we got about it? How do you guys want to do this? We'll do Facey Back.
Yeah, let's do Facey Back, because that's our normal flow. All right,
guys, we're going to try to keep this conversation not an hour long.
Sounds good.
All right. I had said a couple weeks ago, just a heads up, there will not be a new episode this week. We'll be back next week and can't wait to talk about all this feedback. And Mike said, "Did somebody steal and then return the episode?" Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Oh, that's good.
Randy said, in the last half of the show, the broads justify stealing. And then I had asked him to further clarify that at one point. Because that's what I was trying to get people to because there was a lot of blanket statements that we got, yes, it's stealing. But mm-hmm. I wanted more. I kind of was trying to, stimulate.
Get some substance?
Conversation.
Yeah.
About, do you consider this or that? Which part is stealing? Are you just talking about, the makeup thing? And Randy had said, no, every example. He had pretty much said, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, was that pretty much every example was stealing. So whether it was, I guess, sharing logins on Netflix or the cable company example, which we will get to. He considered all of that to be stealing. I think also in that example included the silverware examples and whatever else that we talked about three episodes back, my pint glasses. So if you want a stolen pint glass while you're here, please feel free. Ask me for it. You can be a part of broadcast history. There's, I think, three of them, so they're up for grabs to drink out of. bonus points if you get the one that my boss stole from me. But
nice. That one can't, you can't give that one away.
No, you can't take any of them. I'm saying drink out of while you're here.
Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Just wanted to clarify.
No, but not to make too much of a joke about it, because I was very taken. I was not taken aback, but I was very surprised that so many people thought so black and white on the issue, I guess is a way to say it. But we'll get to that. I really thought there would be a lot more like shades of gray, but maybe the shades of gray people didn't really write in. John said, I can't believe the reasoning that was used to justify the stealing that you're all admitting to. And then we had asked him, I guess, to explain more. And I think Greg and Jay had also challenged him. And he responded, I think Dennis also did too. And he had responded with, my brief recollection of the conversation, because this was a week after we had had that conversation, was that you had purchased the makeup with the intent of using a small portion of it and then returning it. We all have our things to justify our actions for, and depending on the person, that scale slides. What shocked me was some of the reasoning that Shani and Amanda used. One, the company is doing just fine, so it's okay to steal from someone if they are profitable or rich. How rich do they have to be? How do you know how well a company is doing? Would have thought Toys R Us was doing okay up until a few weeks ago. I think Toys R Us had some other stuff that wasn't stealing going on. But two, you're not doing something that's going to make it more expensive for other people. Well, yeah, your actions do make it more expensive for other people. Something in the news in Ontario, California.
We're so good at the geography.
There is an Ontario, California, and I have flown into their airport. Thank you very much. In Ontario, Canada, where I am from, recently was an investigation into car insurance fraud. The Insurance Bureau released figures, estimates that car insurance fraud costs Ontario drivers an estimated $1.6 billion each year. That means that $236 of a driver's auto insurance premium pays for the illegal activities of fraudsters. The bottom line is, they cheat, you pay. I didn't do anything wrong, and now I have to pay more. Third is, it's already factored into the bottom line. So, just because the business had understood that a certain percentage of their revenue was going to be stolen and thus increases the cost of product, doesn't make it right. Imagine if instead of 5% of the product being stolen, that rate was 0% or 1%, I'd have lower prices. And what has been said about the frontline staff not caring, and that gets into Greg's comment, which we'll get to in a minute. Yeah, most of the time that's true, but morality isn't between you and the staff at the store. It's between you and your personal morals. I do agree with that. Morality is between you and your personal morals. Totally.
Right. And I think to be fair, like, none of us is saying that it is not wrong. It's the level of like what you're okay with living with.
Right. And also I think like we're talking in this feedback, like very specifically about like fraud and theft. And I think that we need, before we make that leap, we need to clarify that what you did is not actually theft, but that will come more later.
Well, I feel, in my opinion, there was a lot of feedback that focused solely on the makeup example, and that's totally fine. But nobody actually focused on like what actually ended up happening, which was that I ended up, you know, I only returned the one thing, and maybe you can consider that theft, but it was because it was the wrong shade for me anyway. I did not realize that at the time that I bought that. And here's why. Yeah, I'll tell you why. So in that particular thing, I'm supposed to be translucent honey, but at my like eye stick or whatever, like the, because that was powder, like the not powder, I'm medium. So I got the powder medium. I just got confused instead of the honey color. So honestly, that was what that is. And if you ever come to my house, I will be very happy to show you my other makeup, which is the medium color, and the powder, which is the honey. So I just kind of got them messed up because I was rushing around. And that was the point of the story, was I was in such a rush. So, but nobody actually, like, yes, maybe the intent, you can say that was stealing. But what I actually did, you know, I bought it cheaper and then returned the expensive stuff. You know, I returned that at Walgreens, but like Walgreens still got something that was unopened that was they could put back on their shelves. So I feel like that wasn't stealing. I don't know. Nah. But nobody has actually given me feedback to if that particular, I don't know. Whatever. I'll let you guys talk. I've talked a lot the last half hour.
Well, so I think I will say that like to Joanne's original point, I was sort of like open to the idea of like it's going to raise prices for other people. And so ergo, yada, yada, yada. But the more we got feedback about saying that you were stealing, the more I was like, okay, what is stealing actually? And the more I was like, you know what? Like when you go into a store and give them money for a product and go home with the product and for whatever reason decide that you don't want that product and then per their return policy, go back to the store and get your money back for it and give them the product back in return, following their rules, that is not stealing. So right. Like I have a problem with basically just like the base level understanding of what is theft in this instance. And I just don't think that's fair.
And we're talking about the makeup because the makeup is what most of the emails specifically reference.
We're talking about the makeup. So like, I'm sorry. Okay. So Colleen and I both walk into a store. Two Brads walk into a store.
Yeah.
We both engage in a financial transaction where we are giving money to the store, and during the time in between us buying that product and us returning that product, they're going to have that money to do whatever they want with, and you know, whatever. We both buy something. I have the intention always of taking it back, and Colleen, let's say, has no intention of taking it back, but she gets home and realizes it's the wrong color. I get home and realize, well, I don't realize anything because I always had the intention of taking it back. The next day, we both go back to the store and we both return our purchases. Like, are you really telling me that I just stole and she didn't?
Did I open it and put it on and realize it was wrong?
Does it matter?
Well, I think...
Like, does it really matter?
I don't know, because I think intent is kind of what people are bringing up here. Like,
I think intent plays a role, like, in like your sentencing in like murder, for example. Like, you know, I think returning a product to a store per their own policy is not that I don't think intent really matters, because their policy states for whatever reason you can bring this back,
right? Which is, I think we get to Greg's comment next, kind of touches on that. And he says, from my retail experience, we only asked why something was being returned so we could put it into our system that they would tell us what to do with it, such as, is it working? Is it open? Does it have everything, etc.? Based on how we answered questions, it would tell us either it could not be returned, a normal return, or send it back to the manufacturer. The whole makeup thing is not stealing. If it breaks no laws or store policy, it isn't stealing. Now, is it appropriate or moral to do so? I think that can be debated. And that's what we were debating.
It was always a debate about the
shades
morality.
Of gray.
Yeah.
I think that can be debated. Personally, I do very, very few returns, but I will do if I need to. The policies are up to the store. If you don't break any policies, then more power to you. And I think, yeah, like that's kind of, you might be able to, because I bought the makeup originally in a rush with the intent to return it. And then I changed, you know, I did do the one because it was wrong the next day. But then I changed my opinion after talking to you guys. And you guys didn't even bring up theft. You just brought like up waste and it being gross.
Right. Right. To be fair, that was never my issue. I had never accused you of stealing
makeup. No, you didn't.
Unaware that one could return makeup once opened. That just seemed weird to me. And that seems to have spiraled this whole thing.
No. You didn't spiral this whole thing. My story spiraled this whole thing. And my actions did. So you could probably say that maybe, you know, I did the right thing for the wrong reasons, because none of us ever thought stealing was a reason. But like, you know, something morally in me was kind of triggered where I like held off on returning the rest of the stuff until I could buy unopened. And now I do think like twice before I buy or return something, like if it's going to be wasteful or not. So kudos to you, Shandy.
Awesome. But you're not stealing, so it's all good with me. But yeah, no, I did see. And that's for me, like, I'm kind of honestly surprised that like the thing that people would run away with is like theft. Like,
it was the original intent, and people. So now I feel like Everybody listening to this thinks that I'm a horrible person, which is why we're still talking about this.
I have to say, though, too, like, I feel like this is really typical of a sort of like advanced and decadent capitalist system that has the proletariat essentially like we're all squabbling with each other and infighting about like, is it okay to take back a $5 thing of makeup or not? And, you know, like basically like fighting amongst ourselves. And so they just get to keep being the captains of industry and taking advantage of us. But that's, you know, anyway.
Right. Dennis had pointed out, I too was taken aback that someone would buy makeup knowing that they were going to return it. But if that's the policy of the store, I can't argue too loudly. I don't want to, again, I read the back of my receipt before I went in there. I swear to everything that I swear that I did. Because I didn't want to go in and be that person with two kids that was screaming at, you know, having getting into a fight with a customer service representative who was just following policy. Like, of course I checked policy first. Mm-hmm. He said, I suppose it's no different than right-clicking and choosing open link in incognito window to bypass a paywall, which is if you are any of the pay-for newspaper subscriptions online, some of them you can bypass by right-clicking open in the incognito window in Chrome, which I have now heard since this comment was made that I think it's WAPO now does not, Washington Post doesn't let you do that, but they used to. So
listening to our podcast.
Maybe if there is a weakness in the system and you're taking advantage of that, like, you're still clicking, you still, you know, are viewing their ads. So is that theft or is it not?
That's interesting, because when you think about, they're still getting the clicks, so the ad count, right. You know, they're still getting some benefit from you, even if you're quote unquote stealing the service or getting the service from, you know, incorrect channels. So that is an interesting.
Yeah. It is. Let me, because at one point I had the idea of, because I had a special offer from Washington Post back in December, because we subscribed through Amazon. But I had a special offer. It was like, so I was going to create an email address and create a login and then let everybody in that political overflow group for the Jay and Jack political overflow group that I was talking about. Let anybody that's not subscribed to it use that login and do that like as a Christmas present for everybody. And then, of course, I waited too long and missed the deal, but so I never did it. But like, if I had done that, if I had paid for however long it was and told everybody they could use this, like posted it in there and it was like a group thing, is everybody else and myself, are we stealing it because we're sharing it, the login, with a multiple amount of people? Because it's my gift. I'm paying for it. But like, because, right. You know, 40 members of the group are reading it, it's not 40 different people subscribing to it. It would have been me paying for it.
Right. Stealing first, just first taking advantage of.
Or just, you know, giving a gift to people, which was also my point now with this next thing that Dennis had said. I'm surprised at the discussion about whether or not something is stealing. Isn't stealing like being wet or pregnant? Either it is stealing or it isn't. Whether someone thinks it's wrong or not in each specific instant is a separate issue. Whether or not a business accounts for theft in its bottom line doesn't mean that it's not stealing if you take something that you didn't pay for. Return policies are to accommodate customers who buy a product and then discover for whatever reason they made a mistake and the product doesn't fit their need. Return policies aren't for borrowing products, whether it's makeup or a ladder. Whether you can more easily get caught shouldn't be a standard for deciding if it's stealing. This comes up again in an email. This comes up, I think Randy had said it. that where I apparently I it was interpreted that something
it was
that
the
I
soda
said,
thing.
What was
the soda thing?
The soda thing. Like maybe I didn't. I don't do that because I'm afraid of getting caught. And I kind of said that just in conversation. Like I'm sorry if every if that came across wrong. Like I was just kind of saying like, you know. Maybe I'm just, you know, certain things. It's a, I don't know. I'm going to stop justifying because apparently everything I say is just coming out wrong. That said, Dennis, I do think the internet age has brought some gray area into the discussion. For example, doesn't Netflix allow sharing accounts among immediate families not living at the same address? And for the Paw Patrol example, points to a package problem where one household can one household are forced to pay for something they will not let you use, yet their kids or grandkids can't get that part of the package but will use it every day. As I mentioned somewhere else, internet paywalls are only as good as companies are willing to pay for. Use a built-in browser to option to read newspaper articles is only because the newspaper has chosen to stop short of the technology needed to prevent it. For instance, it is their choice to set a cookie on your computer to stop you from returning after five viewings. You are certainly under no obligation not to just clear out your cookies just to save them from losing revenue. So I think he talks about loopholes in that last thing.
Mm-hmm. So. I will say, like, when Dennis originally posted this on Facebook and I was reading him, like, isn't it stealing, like, being wet or pregnant? You either are or you aren't. And I was like, yes, exactly! And, like, if you exchange money for a product and then later take it back per their own return policy, then you're clearly not stealing. But then we diverged on opinion.
Okay, the Paw Patrol example. Like, I joked about this, but, like, my parents don't watch Nick Jr., right? But they have to pay for that as a part of their Optimum cable package. They have given us permission to use their login to use this channel that they don't use, but they are paying for. And I honestly have not thought of that as stealing. I thought that I honestly, the way I've looked at it is if we are taking my mom's login, like if we were taking that without her permission and they're paying for it, then that's kind of stealing. But if she's saying, here's my password. Here's my login. You guys can use that to log into the Nick Jr. app on your Apple TV. I don't feel like that's stealing because she's letting us use that as a gift.
Well, also, I think like if you it's interesting what Dennis was saying, like in the digital age, because that's just it. Like if you think back before, you know, if you take away like technology from the question, if it was something that was more tangible, like if your mother bought, I don't know, a series of books and it was just like some package of multiple books that they, you know, you want whatever these books and it's going to come in a package and you get 20 books, but you really only wanted 15 of them. So you buy the whole thing and then you take the five you don't want and you send them to your kid and your grandkid. Clearly that's not stealing.
It's right. Like we this would never consider that stealing.
No. You paid for the whole thing and then you gave the five of them away.
Right. And that's kind of when I was, and I'm sorry to like Randy and John and whoever else, like that I was asking, because those are kind of the examples or that I was trying to get feedback on. Stuff that is not so cut and dry, in my opinion. But apparently it's cut and dry to everybody but me and you. And you. So let's get to some emails. We have, I think, two emails and a voicemail, and then we will wrap this topic up and go on to more fun things.
Send it by way of the friend zone.
Yeah.
Except for when we get Face back next week.
Yep. Send it out into the broadcast retirement pastures.
Yep.
For all good conversation points, go to enjoy a leisurely retirement.
And do tequila shots.
And do tequila shots. The blender's always going in a broadcast conversation retirement home.
Yeah. All right. Eric's email. Somebody else start.
Eric's email is entitled Broad Stealing, right in theme. A simple answer to your question about which scenarios are stealing is that all of them are stealing. Even the latter. you can justify them as you like, but it is a big company, as you like, semicolon, it is a big company and won't notice it, or you won't get caught. It is still stealing. You may feel it is not wrong, but it is still stealing.
No, it's not.
The won't get caught thing was just in conversation.
Right. And I think it's like, you won't get caught in the same way as like you're passing notes behind your teacher's back while they're writing on the board. I feel like that's just like,
that's right, okay. True. But also like you won't get,
from being a kid.
You won't get caught because you're leaving the store having given over the money to the store with receipt in hand.
It's more like the my soda example. Like, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right, right.
Right. And a comment made. Never mind. Anyway, where was I? When I heard Colleen say that she planned to use the powder and the mascara and then return it, I felt that was plain stealing. Amanda said she didn't like it and thought it was disgusting and super unsanitary. She had some concerns. Colleen justified that the big corporation would damage it out and send it back. I didn't like it because it was stealing. I was ready to send an email expressing that. Then I looked up Rite Aid's makeup return policy, and my strong feelings were tempered.
That's right. I said Walgreens earlier. I did get it from Rite Aid.
Ah.
I'm sorry. Walgreens is my pharmacy, so it's always on my mind since I'm there like 100 times a week.
It's all right. I get Rite Aid and Duane Reade confused all the time.
Well, you know, it's all blue.
Right. They're all the same colors. Exactly. Okay. So for all that are curious, Rite Aid Money Back Beauty Guarantee. Any opened or used beauty product of any brand name can be returned for a full refund when accompanied by a receipt. Beauty categories subject to the guarantee are skincare. Oh, God. Depilatories?
Depilatories? I think that's taking off of the hair. Hair removal.
Yeah. Something.
Trickster woman?
Something that we don't know what it is. Skincare, bath/soap, hair care, shampoo, conditioner, styling, and professional. Hair color, cosmetics, ethnic beauty aids, fragrances, cosmetic organizers, and personal care appliances.
So essentially, you're reading the back of my receipt.
Essentially, yes. That was the policy. The premeditated plan was morally questionable, but the store's policy is clear. They take back used makeup. There. So that's that. Now, when Colleen was late and said that Alex pooped, that was lying. Some may feel it was a white lie. Everyone has a different scale of what is okay lying or okay stealing. It is stealing and lying. It is just a matter of what one can justify for themselves.
I have to say,
you just proved that what Colleen did was not stealing by the store's return policy.
It's okay. Honestly, right. I have to say, I read this email at like 6 a.m. and I felt pretty shitty about myself for the rest of the day. I was like, I'm a thief and a liar.
Here's my take. Just like you said, Amanda, Eric just told us that was not stealing. So I wish that, I mean, you know.
Morally questionable, yes. I will give it everybody that.
I think we all agree. We all agree with the moral ambiguity.
What about what I ended up doing?
Exactly. Also, the pooping thing, like, yeah, that's a white lie. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification. It is not a big deal. I'm sorry. And I don't know. I'm a little bit more gray in terms of some of like the moral issues in life. And I just feel like, if you have to see things in such like black and white terms that you can't even let a new mother use a child.
He's giving me a pass. I think he's just pointing out that it was a lie. And it was a lie. I told the story about it for the sake of humor.
Like, when anyone listening to this, has a child themselves and needs to go to the DMV with like two kids in tow.
Well, I only had the one. The other one was busy getting a concussion, hitting his head on the toilet bowl at school. That's a story that I haven't told. I'm going to let Jay tell it because Jay was there for that. Okay. But it was a very interesting day.
I think that's when you can take the moral high ground and or understand the situation. But no, until then, like,
but honestly, like, I told this, but here's, okay, so thank you guys for sticking up for me. I truly appreciate that. Like I said to Joanne, I told this story for humor because I didn't think that it was going to be so controversial. And now, one, I'm definitely going to play it safe by telling more stories about shopping at Michael's.
For items that you pay for.
But I did. And two, I put it out there. I put my actions out there. So I'll take without arguing, like, the feedback that I get about the truth of it, like white lies, you know, moral ambiguity, all that. You know, I learned my lesson. And like I said, I just, you know, this has definitely changed a lot of my thinking in terms of buying things and returning them and whatnot. So it really has. And I did feel kind of crappy and question myself for a little while. I mean, we haven't, you know, when we were getting all this feedback in. So I thank you guys for sticking up for me. But, you know, I know that I'm a horrible person. No, just
kidding. No.
You are human.
Yeah. It's really, like, it's actually made me, like, rethink how I thought about the situation, too. And now I'm just, like, super all in on the, oh, my God, like, this is A, not a big deal, and B, we shouldn't be infighting about it, and C, although it's an interesting conversation, I will have you, I will.
I'm glad for the conversation.
But, like, to call it stealing is just a misunderstanding of what stealing is.
Right.
Sorry, sorry.
At least most people have brought up the moral grayness of it. So I do appreciate that. And I am reevaluating my morals. I don't know.
Well, to be fair, though, I am much less concerned about the makeup thing than I was at the beginning of this whole journey. I feel like I am now at the point of, like, well, if the store says it's fine, then go ahead. I do still think it's a little wasteful to return used makeup.
Yeah. And that's what
I would suggest first, if you buy something and it's not your color and you've opened it and used it, maybe find a friend that could maybe use that makeup. But, like, I get that that's not realistic. So, like, the store's policy is they take it back. They take it back. Okay. Like, I'm
and here is fine. And that's okay. So you kind of gave me the opening that what I have done is I have, over the last week, and it's been a direct result of this conversation, is I have taken advantage of the Facebook Marketplace, and I have offered things up for free.
Oh, that's a great idea.
We had a table, our old kitchen table, which was I love that table so much. But we don't, you know, we have the breakfast bar now, so we don't have space for a kitchen table. Instead of, like, selling it on Craigslist, I just offered it up, like, free for pickup. Get... You know, being pregnant, you get a gazillion samples of formula or whatever. So I went through the pantry and the different, like, little bags and stuff that you get. I collected all the formula and I took a picture and I said, you know, I posted in the Raleigh Moms Facebook group. I said, if anybody would like to pick these up, you know, or meet me someplace, I'll give them to you. Otherwise, if you could tell me what woman's shelter will or women's organization will accept these. And, you know, I'd like to give these away for free. So I actually have some lady that's coming to pick those up tomorrow. I have a bunch of other, like, things that from my cleaning that since I've been home that I've put in another Costco box. And I've been posting those as free for pickup as well. Things like, instead of just donating them to get, like, the tax write-off, I've been trying to do it so that I know that somebody is going to directly benefit from what I have. And it's not to feel good about myself. I just feel like that's less wasteful now because I know that somebody's going to take that.
That's awesome. No, I think that's great.
Yeah. It's very awesome.
All right, one more email, then a voicemail, and then this conversation is done until we get more feedback.
Fire up the blender.
Okay, so Pamela writes in about shoplifting, which, note from the editor, is not what happened. Hello, ladies. First of all, I love your podcast. Thanks for everything you do. Thank you, Pamela. I thought your most recent discussion on shoplifting was interesting, and I thought maybe I could share some information that could be useful. I've worked in retail for 20 plus years, and sadly, shoplifting is part of what we deal with daily. I oversee a number of stores, and they have people steal from them pretty much every day. This has a huge impact on the team in the store. Obviously, if they have to spend time dealing with someone attempting to steal, they do not have as much time to spend with their actual customers. If an item is stolen, that's an item they cannot sell to their customers. Also, in almost every retail store, the management team is eligible to bonus on their store sales. Oftentimes, if their loss is high, this will reduce their bonus amounts. So even though there is an impression from many that stealing from an organization isn't really stealing from a person, you are literally taking money away from the store team every month. Retail employees work hard and are not usually paid a lot, so this loss of income can have a huge impact on them. As far as returns and exchanges, that varies from company to company. For our company, we purchase goods from wholesalers, and when we purchase them, we do so with an arrangement that either they will take back any returned goods or that we will take a discount on the initial order if we choose to eat the cost of returned items. Stores that make their own products will see a bigger impact on their margin because there is no one else to pass the loss again. With the retail environment being so challenging right now, high loss leads to a store losing profits and sometimes shutting down. I have certainly had locations that we have closed as we have not been able to find the right mix of sales and lack of loss to make it make sense. As we see so many retailers close their doors and malls empty out, we should all take a look at the role we play in this. Hope this helps. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I think that's really enlightening. You know, it's a world I know nothing about.
Yes, it was. And it didn't directly accuse me of stealing. So I really appreciate it.
I can see and I'm totally like concurring with the idea that going into a store, taking an item, not giving money for it and taking it out of the store with you is, you know, shoplifting and obviously has a really negative impact on a lot of people involved, which is of course different than going into said store and handing over money for the item and coming back out with a receipt proving that you purchased it. So yeah, definitely don't shoplift.
Don't shoplift. Give an extra thought before you buy a thing. Make sure that like you're reasonably certain you're not going to return it.
I mean, or not. Like, who the fuck cares? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I think so. Pamela and her people that want their bonuses and stuff care.
Well, but they would that's still an item that was sold in the store. Regardless of what happens afterwards, they sold that item. I will give an example. Last night, my husband needed an extra contacts lens holder thingy. I thought that I had one, but like I couldn't find it, and I looked in like the drawer I thought it was in. We were at Walgreens last night, and he was like, okay, well, I should just buy one. And then like it turned out they were more expensive than we were expecting, which was like, to be fair, like $4 or $5, but like I just really thought that it was gonna be like $1 anyway. And he was like, well, you know what, like I'll just get it because by the time we get back home the store will be closed. If I need it, I need it tonight. And if when we get home, you find yours, the one that you think you have in your drawer, then I'll just take it back. Is that stealing? No.
No.
He gave them money. He got a receipt. We left the store. When we came home, I looked for it and didn't find it. So then he opened it and like is using it and not taking it back. But like sometimes you have to do things like that or take something home. Like you were talking about the frames and like see if it looks good in your space. If you're sticking within the return policy, I don't really care your intentions.
Right. But I think the point that Pamela was trying to make is that someone has to take that loss. If you're returning an item that can't be sold back on the floor and you're getting your money back for it, they now that nets out as a loss. So that money has to go, that loss has to be recorded somewhere. So it's either that particular store, and it does affect than those employees, however, in a potentially small way, or, you know, wherever they bought it from. So someone has to account for that loss, I think, is the point that Pamela was trying to make.
Yeah.
Like in that particular, well.
Not in that particular situation, because you guys.
I'm wondering, like, in that particular month, like, what is the,
right,
you know, how, like, what's the return policy if it's returned? later on, has the person already got their bonus, you know, taking into account that sale? You made a sale still. I get that it has to be accounted for, but you still made a sale.
Well, And I wonder if that's why you have to return something within a certain amount of days. Like,
right.
I think most stores are within 30 days, so.
I think so.
Or maybe it's Michael's, which is in 180 days. I mean, I got a lot of Michael's stuff upstairs. I've looked at that receipt a lot. I'm going to take a picture and send it to you guys. Maybe I'll post it in the patrons group. I have a lot of Michael's frames upstairs.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me just tell you. I got each frame, with the exception of the one $18 one, I got each frame for less than $10, and I spent about $75.
That's a lot of frames.
It's a lot of frames. A lot of frames. I bought frames where I was like, I think we might redo our living room at some point with this, so let me just get these, because they're so cheap. And it was just horrible, because that's not me. I'm not that person. I'm like, let's buy it when we need it.
But they're good to have. I feel like frames are things that I can't think of how many times I've gotten like a picture or like a piece of art or something. And it's like, oh, I'd love to hang this, but I don't have the right frame. And
when
then
you're
it sits for forever because I'm not, you know, Michael's is a long journey away.
Well, those frames that are hanging in the background of your screen, I believe they were like $3.99 each on sale.
They are from Michael's.
I know they're from Michael's because I spent a lot of time in the picture frame section this last week.
They are from Michael's.
I know. I am very well acquainted with the Michael's right now. All right. Let's finish this up with a call from John. And then we're going to move on to something fun.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, ladies. John Norton here. Just thought I'd chime in real fast on the topic of whether or not three of you are horrible kleptomaniacs or whatever the conversation exactly was last week. I think, in all seriousness, you're right that probably these types of situations are going to come down to sort of personal mini moralities, like in the example you gave of the whole, like, you know, having an extra cup from a restaurant and filling it up with a thing of soda when they thought it was going to be for water, you know. I'd say if you probably do that once or twice every now and then, that's probably fine. If you start making a habit of doing stuff like that because you know you can get away with it, that's probably where an issue might start to arise. But the real reason that I wanted to chime in was because I worked for a couple years for a retail company that people in general tend to like hating. And there would be not a day that went by when I or my coworkers wouldn't have to deal with people coming in and trying to pull one over on us. And usually their rationale, if they even had one, was, well, you know, this company just rips people off. That's all they do. So, you know, it's even, you know, I'm just making up for it. And you're right in a lot of things you said about how doing little things here and there, it's not going to affect the CEO of the company. Are they probably going to care? No. Is that worked into a budget of some sorts? Yeah, probably. It doesn't affect the higher ups. It doesn't affect, you know, the people in this case that they're, you know, these customers are actually angry at for the policies that they've made. But I'll tell you who it does affect. It affects the people behind the counter. And I know because I've been there. And no, it doesn't affect our paychecks because we still get paid the same no matter what. I mean, I guess if people did nothing but steal from the company, they might have to, you know, let some people go. But it affects us in other ways because it affects us because we know you're stealing. We know you're trying to get over on something. We know you're trying to get something for nothing. And now we have to figure out how to deal with this. And, you know, yeah, you can have a brain dead employee that just, okay, whatever, I don't care about my job at all. I don't care about anything. So I'll just return and give your money back, whatever, who cares. But personally speaking, I'm not like that. And as you three know, and anyone who knows me knows, I'm not someone who's going to hold my tongue either. And this would lead to a lot of confrontations of, you know, dealing with customers of like, look, this is not what the policy is. This is not what the policy is for. It's not the spirit of things. And you know that, and you're just trying to get something for free, and I'm not going to let you do that. Yeah, companies have policies, and you can say like, well, if returning this or doing this, that's within the policy. But, you know, there isn't an asterisk of, yeah, but here's what you do when you know the person is basically stealing, or they're basically just trying to get something for nothing. That's now up to the employees to have to deal with, and that's a really sucky part of working retail. And anyone who's worked retail knows it. I would say, if anything, maybe don't do stuff like that for no other reason than you're going to give the person behind the counter a really bad day, because now they're going to have to determine how they handle this situation. Do they call you out on it? Do they confront you about it? I've had so many cases of having to do that with customers because it's like, no, I'm not going to return this. I'm not going to do this. Yeah, I don't care that it's technically our policy. I know that you used it. I know that you did this, and I'm not going to turn around and resell it to someone. I'm not going to send it back to corporate and the store takes a loss on it because I know what you're up to. And now we have to have this unpleasant conversation that I shouldn't have to have with you if you were doing everything by the book, which you know that you're not. So that's my contribution to this discussion, that I think you're right. There are some gray areas with certain things here and there, and doing maybe a little something maybe you're not technically supposed to every now and then, it probably isn't a big deal. But I just would throw this out there to everyone who's listening. Think about the little people, basically, you know, not the CEO of the company. Think about the people behind the counter who are just working part-time jobs to make ends meet, and now we're going to have to deal with someone who they know they're trying to do something they shouldn't. Because trust me, most of the time they do. You develop a spidey sense very quickly in these jobs, and you get an idea of what's going on, to say nothing of, oftentimes you have recurring customers who do this all the time, who your employees would have, you know, tipped you off on if when you started the job and things like this. So I would just say, keep that in mind. Keep the employees in mind, because they're the ones that have to deal with this stuff. And they're not the ones who are making the decisions at the company that you hate, but you still shop at for some reason. They're not the ones who are making all the money and, hey, they can afford it if I steal something from them, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But they're the ones that have to deal with it. And they shouldn't, and it's not fun when we have to. So, a little food for thought there. Wanted to bring another angle. Loving the show as always. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for that. That kind of somewhat piggybacks off of what Pamela said, to think about it from the employee's perspective. And I think that that's fair. I want to put it out there because Greg had, you know, his comment earlier where he, you know, was okay with just taking the returns or whatever. You know, whose job is it to question the morality, I guess, of the person returning it? Like,
right. And is that in, like, I would assume that there's probably a chapter in, like, the employee handbook about how to deal with those kind of things and, like, what the company's motto is per how to treat people that are returning things. I mean, I don't know. I've never worked retail, but I would imagine a company has things in place so that the impetus is not on the employee to be making those kind of decisions.
Right. And I think he's just saying, like, from his perspective, having worked for a well-known retailer, is, I guess the employees know what you're up to, and especially if you're a repeat offender, and they're not here for your bullshit.
Right. But moral of the story, don't be an asshole.
Yes. Do shots of tequila and be happy.
Ask your friends if they would like one as well. And wait until they say yes before you pour it for them. And if they want to give it back, take it back.
Take it back.
If that is the return policy of your bar.
Yes, the store is giving you consent to return it.
Yep.
You know, Jay, and real quick, because we're starting to get a little long in the tooth here, but Jay has, you know, long since told the story, different shoplifting stories from Apple. I don't think he's told them on podcast, but, like, it's his party trick. They are not allowed to approach shoplifters. You can call security and tell them, like, you know, keep an eye on this person. They put something under their coat. But they are not supposed to actively engage with somebody that is stealing.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that's smart, though. Mm-hmm. Like, it's super smart because you don't want to put your employees in a potential position of danger. If somebody is, like, actively stealing from the store, then they might be dangerous. You don't know. Also, that employee, kind of to your point, Amanda, like, that employee is in a super awkward position where, like, what happens if they were wrong? And they thought they saw something, but they didn't. Or they thought that this person had come back multiple times, but they were just misremembering. Like, then you have an employee who's, like, accusing a customer of something that maybe they didn't do. So,
yeah.
Right. Well, and employees are brand ambassadors of that company, for, you know, lack of a better term. You know, they are part of a customer's experience. And a lot of these companies really want to craft how their customers experience their store. And the interaction has something to do with it.
Yeah. So, okay, let's move away from this topic now. And let's finish up with some sweet / funny. We're going to start with, and we have a lot of face feedback and whatnot from our previous episodes, but we're going to hold on to that for next week. And then I think we'll be caught up after that. We have a face back from Kate. Just a note to say thank you. Hi, ladies. I don't know if you remember me, but I wrote in after Colleen shared her story about her miscarriage. I shared that I had also just had one after 2 years of infertility and thanked her for making me feel less alone. First, I wanted to congratulate Colleen for the birth of her second baby. Oh, thank you. Second, I wanted to say that as I write this, I'm 26 weeks pregnant with a baby girl.
Yay!
Over 3 years and 6 IVF transfers later, it's finally happening. I really wanted to thank you for bringing some light to my days when I was feeling so hopeless. You guys always make me laugh and always made me smile when it was hard for me. That's what she said. hope you keep on podcasting so long that my daughter listens to you too. Kate.
Oh,
that is Kate. That's why we podcast. Like, if we had 5 people that listened and one of them sent us an email like this, it would be all worth it.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Warms my heart. I'm so happy for you.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited. And you have to keep us posted and you have to tell us, like, names and stats and all that fun stuff. Oh, this is so exciting. Yeah.
If you wanted to name her Colleen Amanda Shandy, I think that's a really nice name. It really flows.
Commandy.
Commandy?
That sounds kind of
right.
That sounds gross.
That kind of sounds like a yeah.
Shamandline.
Shamandline.
Remember, as I think it was a year ago, we published our episode "Beloved Girl Beer," and it was all of our names and what they meant. Because Amanda was beloved, I was girl, and Shandy was beer.
Yep.
Actually, that must have just happened because that was our S-Town podcast, I'm pretty sure. And S-Town...
No, S-Town was a year ago.
Yeah, my time hop told me that I listened to S-Town a year ago.
I specifically remember listening to it when I was marathon training for last year's Big Sur Marathon.
Yes.
I remember you telling the story how you were crying while you were running. And I remember.
Yeah.
Good time.
Time flies.
Oh my God. Holy fuck. In like 2 days of releasing this, you're running your marathon. Good luck.
Thanks. Yeah, it's going to be chill. Like this year, it's going to be honestly like the definition of a fun run. It's going to be just.
Yeah, totally. 26 miles fun.
Yeah, that's how I defined fun run too.
No, in the like the pressure is off. Like I just like I really. I can't remember if I really talked about it on the podcast, but my husband has been training with me and like, he like even trained when he was in France. I'm like so proud of him. But then unfortunately he got kind of injured at the very end. And so like now it's kind of just like, oh my God, is it really even going to happen? But I just want him to be able to do it. Even if it means running slowly or walking, like I don't care. So
there's no pressure is what you're saying.
Right.
Like, exactly. There's no pressure. I'm just going to hang out. Like, we're just going to have fun. And it'll be, you know, it'll be a good time. But yeah, that's in a couple of days.
What number marathon is this for you?
6.
That's insane.
Whoa.
That is absolutely insane.
You know,
that one human being can run that many marathons.
It would be super insane if this was 38 or 83.
It would be Colleen, did you know that I ran my first marathon when I was 26? Because when I was 25 and running a half marathon, I was like, oh my God, next year I'm going to be 26. It's 26 miles in a marathon. Oh my God, I should run a marathon. 26 for 26.
Oh my God, that's something I would do.
Yeah, no, that is something I would never do.
Oh well, for the second half of that half marathon, I was like, fuck that. I'm never doing this again. Terrible.
Why
idea.
Am I still running?
Oh my
if
God.
If it's this hard for a half marathon, God knows I will not do a full. Yeah.
Oh, I'm but so then, excited yeah, for you.
Then apparently, much like childbirth, you forget and do it again.
Yeah. You hear that, Kate? It might suck.
It's just like running a marathon.
And you're going to want to do it again. But oh my God.
I calculated because pregnant people always talk in weeks. And I'm like, wait, how many months is that? So 6.5. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what, like 2.5 more to go?
Yeah. You go to 40 weeks. So yeah.
AKA 9 months.
You're 10 months, depending on how you look at it. Cause 40 weeks finishes your 9th month.
You've kind of just blown my mind on like how I think about.
There's different schools of thought. Human and if you ever visit a baby board, like the debates are endless. Not even going to get into that. I'm sure Kate knows what we're talking about. Super excited for a little Shemandline, and I can't wait to. I can't wait to hear about it. I'm really excited for you. So yay.
Congratulations.
Well, we might have to add like onesies or something to the
Jacob.
Oh my God.
Jacob, get on that.
Yeah.
I love it.
That'd be awesome.
With the balloons. Cause I mean, like, you know, the wine glass, maybe not appropriate for a onesie, but like the balloon, the happy birthday balloons.
The balloons.
Like
oh
our
God.
Our girl.
I love it.
I'm making a note of this to go back.
I think this could be great. I think that might be a big item. Balloons. Big seller.
A big seller for the one pregnant person listening to us.
Well, there might be more.
One. That's true.
Oh, my God. I have a friend who's pregnant.
Cool.
There you go. Yeah. Let's get one for her.
Holler. Well, I like the baby shirts that have, like, the bottle of milk, and it says I like white. I prefer white or something like that, like white wine.
Nice.
Oh no, it's like I want a bottle of white.
Oh, that's cute.
And I'm always like, that's so funny. All right, so speaking of products, we have an email from Kathy.
All right, so Kathy has product idea for jnj.com. Hey Shandy, because her name is really first in emails to you guys. Thank you, Kathy.
Oh.
Amanda and Colleen. I was in the shower when a brilliant product idea popped into my head. Was it the shower beer, Kathy? Is that what was happening?
Must have been.
Okay, so her idea is magnetic notepads with Matt's top 10 printed on the top. I've loved your show since the very first episode. I appreciate it so much.
Yay.
Oh, speaking of Shandy, Facebook has me classified as very liberal as well. I must be doing something right. You are, Kathy. drinking those shower beers and giving us product ideas and being super liberal. And listeners out there, become a patron. You won't regret it.
Yeah.
Again, Kathy has only good advice and ideas.
Yep. JDuck.com. Patreon.com/JandJack.
Whoop, whoop. And Kathy ends off to buy a broadcast sticker, Kathy from the Burbs of Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Yes, let's do it. I would actually buy a Matt's top 10 list thing. I genuinely would, I swear to God.
Yeah,
I probably would too.
Because they're so funny. We've all been a part of one.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, I've been there in person one time. It was great.
Turkey is a side dish. We'll never forget.
Well, Shandy and I have the Valentine's Day gifts, and those are pretty priceless.
Oh my God, I could imagine. I hope a puppy was on the list.
It wasn't.
Oh. Damn it. That's a really good idea.
Because it's Matt.
Like a lucky rabbit's foot.
All right. Let's finish up with an email from JP. We have a voicemail from Maggie, and we've got a broadcast players from Joanne, and we're going to save those both for next week.
So you better come on back next week.
You better come on back next week, because both are good. We know that Maggie set the bar high for voicemails.
True.
This one I don't think is going to make people cry, so I don't think. All right. JP.
JP. All right. Even more broad questions. Colleen, Amanda, and Shandy. Okay. So, first of all, again, kudos for an amazing episode last week. Hi. Thank you, JP. I can't look forward enough to watching Boink, and I really do plan on it. Good. You should. Everyone should watch it. Also, I'm so excited for Raleigh this year, especially now that my Raleigh cherry was popped and my Waffle House steak virginity was taken.
I'm so excited. I swear to God, I am.
How about a few post-Boink questions for tonight to have fun with? Bonus points for Shandy if she can answer any of these questions with a DP. JP. All right. Question number one. What is something you have never done and now regret not doing?
I feel like he's trying to goad me into saying DP, but check.
Done. Got it out of the way.
Amanda, do you have a response to that while I think of mine?
Oh, crap. Something I've never done that I now regret not doing.
I have one.
Okay, good. Because, yeah, I can't think of
to fill this. Yes. While you guys think about it. So a couple of years ago, we had this, my husband and I had this conversation about skydiving. And we were talking with a friend who's done it. And, like, it just sounded so amazing. And, like, it's a kind of a big thing out here. People do it a lot. And it's beautiful because you, like, you know, we're in a beautiful bend, you see the ocean, whatever. But anyway, just the idea of skydiving, like, that's so cool. And then, like, the next day or the day after, like, a week later, when you're actually going to do it, we're kind of like, yeah, so about that. Sounds so cool, but I don't want to die. But, and I know, like, logically, like, you know, whatever. Well, I don't actually know the statistics, but I know that, like, know, there are plenty of things that are super dangerous that we do all the time, and skydiving is probably fairly okay. It's just like, if that's the way that you die, like, ooh. So anyway, it's something
fair.
It's something that, like, I, you know, occasionally think of and would like to do, but I just basically don't have the guts to do it.
Well, not to start and finish the show with George H.W. Bush, but that motherfucker skydived until he was like 85, so
That is pretty badass.
You got time, Shandy. That's all I'm saying. You got triple your life to do that.
That might be a good, like, 40th birthday thing.
Ooh. Yes. That's good.
I
mean,
I'm just saying, because that's something I would never do. I am, like, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of falling from heights.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, so no. That excludes all of the extreme sport type activities.
Fair.
Yeah.
I have to get back to you guys on this for my answer.
Yeah, this is really hard. I feel like everything that's coming to mind is, like, not a particularly good answer.
I've come up with some inappropriate answers.
Let's hear them.
No.
DP?
Yes, Shandy. No, I don't know. I was going to be like, I'm not even going to go there because I can't make coherent things lately, apparently. Don't worry. You know what I regret? I regret not getting, you know what? I should have bought the 5x7 frames from Michaels in the gray color, and I didn't, and I regret that now because the sale is going to be over. And yes, I do regret that because I have found the perfect place. I regret not buying the things that I could actually use versus the 1,187 bigger picture frames that are just wall frames. They're not even, like, you know, the desktop frames. So that's what I regret.
Yeah, I actually thought of a second one, but
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Take mine. Take Amanda's. Take ours.
Yeah,
go.
Seriously, mine are all super lame.
When I was 16 in my French class, we had this person come and talk to us about the Peace Corps, and I was just, you know, in like all the French speaking countries in Africa.
So of course you French, don't. Like, you regret not doing the Peace Corps. You're so.
Oh my God. Thank you for saying that. That's totally mine.
You guys are awesome.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that was.
This was like my goal. Like when I was 16, I was like, okay, I'm going to go to college, and afterwards, I'm gonna do the Peace Corps in French speaking Africa. And then, like, you know, I like met someone and fell in love, and we were talking about like moving back to the US and blah, blah, blah. And then it, like, it's complicated, and, you know, he was an American citizen, and so blah, blah. So I never ended up doing it. I do have complicated feelings about the Peace Corps because now that I'm a little bit older, I'm like, I don't know. It's complicated. It's like, you know, America going in to save the day. Although the countries do ask for the help. So anyway, whatever. It's it's complicated. But, you know, all right. It's something.
Take that minus the French speaking part and the falling in love part. And pretty much the same story for me. And that did lead me to another one that has now vanished from my brain again. But give me a second. It might come back.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do number two. And then if you think of it, you shout it out. I give you a free pass to interrupt whoever is talking. Right. Even if
it's Amanda, speaking, like I'm the one who's reading the question.
Okay, go ahead.
Interrupt yourself.
I wish I could remember it. Yeah, no, it's gone. It's totally gone.
Something,
but it did have something
like job, life experience.
It was something with college.
Qua?
DP? Again?
Yeah, that was it.
Feels like a college
experience. Ah, guys, it was good and it's gone. This is what happens when you get old.
Don't we always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone.
True.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I remembered it.
Oh.
Getting my bartending license. Getting my bartending license.
Oh.
That I wanted to, post-college, when I was still kind of waiting for a full-time job opportunity and I was just part-timing at a radio station. It was something I wanted to do just because I thought it would be fun and it'd be like a fast way to make money. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I guess we didn't know then that like craft beer and cocktails and things were going to really become such a big deal again. Yeah. So it would have been like developing an additional skill, but that is something I do regret not doing. All right. I'm glad I remembered that. I feel like this conversation has been enriched by that.
It's better than buying picture frames.
Yay.
I like it.
It's all good. Okay. Question number two. If you could replace a handshake with a new way to greet someone, what would you use?
Your middle finger.
DP.
And shake the middle finger?
Yeah, you know, like.
I think that would be pretty great. And then the other person grabbed it and like shook it.
Like a special handshake. A special middle finger shake. Oh my God. Handshake now, all broadcast listeners. Everyone listening to this now, prove that you listen to us by greeting us.
Yeah.
At the meetup weekend with our handshake. Okay, let's come up with this. Real quick. I don't know. We could either be like, I don't know, like, I know.
Like sword fighting?
Like sword fighting or, V.
Or scissoring?
Ooh, let's make our fingers scissor.
Okay, so my answer would be, and this is not like a hypothetical, because again, like the cheek kisses in France, I think that's a lovely way to greet people.
That is a lovely way to greet people.
Yeah. See, you went all nice with it. Colleen and I went like, how stupid.
Finger scissoring.
Can you high thumb each other?
Let's high thumb. Oh my God. Oh my God, I love it. We'll come up with something.
Can you shake feet? Yeah, no, that wouldn't be fun. That could get dangerous.
That could. Or, yeah. All right, we have to come up with a handshake. A broad handshake.
A broad shake.
Okay, we'll come with a broad shake next week, and then, we have to next week because that's our deadline. Yeah.
We're accepting proposals.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Question number three. In honor of next weekend at Colleen's, who is the worst guest you have ever had in your home, and what did they do?
I can't share that because this person listens.
No, snap.
It's me, isn't it?
It's not you.
I brought you a guest book for your bathroom.
You did, and it's still there, and I still encourage people.
Oh my God, that's great. I'm so glad.
Actually, everybody that comes over, even if you signed it last year, you have to re-sign it this year with something new. And if you didn't sign it last year, you have to sign it. If you're new, you have to sign it too. Yeah, that I love.
It's one of the best gifts. It brought me the most joy to give.
It is literally like one of my favorite things in my house. I'm not even kidding.
It was one of my favorite things too. I'm so glad I could give it to you.
Oh my God, it brought me joy.
Yeah.
Worst guess.
But that is not the question that was asked.
Yeah. You guys go. Worst guess you ever had in your home.
A friend came to visit us one time, and he doesn't listen to the podcast as far as I know, so I feel like I can tell the story.
Go for it.
And like, I probably won't be super specific, so I don't know how good of a story it's going to be, just FYI. But like, everything was fine, and it was like good and everything, but then towards the end, like, we took him and his girlfriend to Yellowstone, and like, we're having what I thought was going to be a good time. And like, we're, you know, going out of our way. Like, it was back when we lived in Montana, but still, that's like 4 or 5 hours away. And we're like visiting the park, and we like stop for a picnic, and he just starts freaking out and like super unhappy, and was like basically like yelling at his girlfriend in front of us.
Ooh.
In like just a really like not cool way. Like, super borderline and just like freaking out about everything, and then we're like stuck in the park with him and like in a car.
Ooh,
and have
so
to like
awkward
finish the trip. Yeah, this sort of like domestic dispute type thing. I mean, it wasn't physical, like I said, that implies physical, but anyway, it was just like this verbal domestic dispute that was super uncomfortable, and his girlfriend was just like being really nice. Like, it was really weird. And then we come back, and I'm like, okay, well, this was like right at the end of the trip, so I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna leave now and go back home, get on the plane to go back home. And he like has like a panic attack and like has to get off the plane. I'm like, dude. So I'm like, went to the hospital and like ended up being there for an extra day. So it was like this person who we just had this really uncomfortable end of trip with, like, and we're like happy to see them go, and he's here for another goddamn day because we had to take him to the emergency room because, like, I don't know, he freaked out on the plane for no reason. And then they finally left, and it's been kind of awkward ever since. So,
oh my God. Oh, that is pretty bad.
All right, then.
Yeah, no, I think
really I'm hoping he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I don't think I have, like, I live in two rooms, so we don't really have, like, house guests that often. Yeah, we did have a friend of a friend, like a friend brought a friend over for New Year's, and they got like super drunk super quickly and like were outpacing the rest of us. Like, I wouldn't say this was annoying.
Are you talking
about me? Yeah, it was you. it was more amusing than anything else. But yeah, I suppose I'm fortunate that all my friends that stay over are house trained.
My story does not involve being house trained, and I will just leave it at that. All right. So a bit of housekeeping now. Viv, if you would like to contribute some feedback to our show, you can do so at thebroadcasters3@gmail.com. You can give us a call at 331-276-2373. I don't even know where to go with that. Check out the Boink the Series. I'll leave it in the show notes again next week, or you can just search YouTube Boink the Series. And we are definitely going to, as long as it's up, we are going to watch it and talk about it next week. And that would be the episode that we record on, let me see what day is that, May 1st. Please watch that, support them, and we can all talk about it next week. You can send your feedback about that. Thank you to our patrons. If you would like to become a patron, you can go to jayandjack.com and then click on the Become a Patron link on the upper right-hand corner, or you can also go to patreon.com, because that's where it's going to redirect you to, patreon.com/jayandjack, and you can look at the different options for becoming a patron. We have some fun levels. $5 or more, you get into the Facebook group, and that's where the fun begins. What the hell is that? What the fuck is that? Why is that in here? I'm trying to finish my show and you have gross things.
Oh my god, is it an animal from outside?
No, it's an animal from outside that was inside that shouldn't be here.
Is it a mouse?
No, no, no. It was one of those, like, gross centipede thingies that bite. Okay. That's
it. Oh, God. I like I have questions.
Don't have questions. Where was that? Upstairs?
Is it weird? I kind of want, like, Jay to, like, Amanda, bring it around so I can see it. Amanda, that was in where you're staying. Great!
No, it wasn't.
I will name him Sparky. We will be friends.
So apparently JP's next question in 3 weeks is going to be, where's the worst place you ever stayed and why? It wasn't really in your room. It was apparently right outside the studio. All right. If you'd like to be patrons, did I did that? Okay. Fun things. Just go check that out. Patreon.com.
Hangouts. Fun things.
Hangouts. All the fun. If you'll shop through our Amazon affiliates link, that'd be much appreciated. That is janejack.com/Amazon. Again, I didn't write this down either this week, and I got totally thrown off by the gross bug in my house that I was
merch. The merch, you can buy merch.
Merchandise, yes, yes. Go to the Teespring store. That's going to be in our show notes as well, but it's janejack.com/store. I think it's teespring.com/store/JandJack. You can check that out there. As far as just go back to the Patreon thing, I remember what I was going to say is don't listen to us, listen to Kathy. Kathy says to do it. So yep. Kathy says yep. Be a patron.
She's much more trustworthy than we are.
Way more trustworthy. I'm sure she has never bought makeup and returned it at a store.
Never. Not our Kathy.
All right. So I think that is about it. Those of you who are coming to the meetup weekend, we really super can't wait to see you guys and have our future secret handshake and do a shot of tequila. Again, Jana, I'm CCing you. Make this tequila thing happen. Please, please. It's going to be great. And I think that's it. Is there anything else that I haven't mentioned?
No, I think that's good.
I covered it.
All right. Cool. Thanks, guys. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking theft with you guys.
As always.
Can't wait for you guys all to come to my house and see my multitude of Michael's frames.
Nice.
All right. On that note, thanks for listening. My name's Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.